make up a few sentences. So Teresa had jumped into his arms. He only caught one arm because a neighbor was distracting his attention, and it broke her shoulder. And Glenn cried about it. He was heartbroken over it. And then the dumb doctor accused him of abusing her, of beating her. And of course that broke his heart even more, because he was a very kind, gentle man. He would never hurt any of the children for a second. And he loved them all dearly. And doctor set her arm and treated her. But that didn't cure her. She didn't stop jumping at him every time he came home. In the car drive up, she was right there. But he paid attention after that. He didn't let anything distract him. He'd catch her.
Tell me this about the horse.
A horse? I haven't told that one before.
I don't think so. not on this tape.
Well, I was about 5 years old, and we lived on a little farm outside of Knox, Indiana. And we had an old horse called Shadow. Called him Shady most of the time, but his name was Shadow. And there were six of us kids counting Evelyn, but Evelyn wouldn't get on that horse. It was dirty. And so the other five of us would get on. I was 5 years old, which made Bless 15, and Art 13, and all five of us would get on that horse. And I was the one that ended up over the tail. And if I slipped off, that horse stopped. He would not move until I got put back on. It beats me how that horse would miss that tiny little girl over his tail. But that was the kind of a horse we had. So that's the horse. And another thing about living on that farm, the very first thing in my life that I remember, I must have been about a year old because I couldn't stand alone. And I was standing up holding on to the side of a crib, and had to be in the middle of the night. And I didn't want to wake anybody up. I'm looking out a window and I heard a train whistle. It surprises me. I didn't know what a train whistle was. I just knew it was something that would carry us a long ways off, and I wanted to get out and go right then and there. So I guess that's where I got my love of traveling. It does.
It's pretty smart.
So what else do you want to know?
Tell me about how you found Delphus.
Oh, well, after Glenn died, we lived in Elyria, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A year after he died. And then when school was beginning to start again, they talked about shifting the kids around different schools. They had this business of segregation, and they wanted to send some of the kids to one school and some to the kids to the other schools. And that meant dividing them up, and some of the littler ones had to go totally alone, and I did not like that. So I decided we would move out of Elyria, Ohio, and hunted for a smaller town. I took a few trips to hunt it. I remember taking a couple of the kids once. I think Trina was one of them. Beats me, I can't remember who I left them with, the others. I know I didn't take them all on that trip. We went down to Kentucky a couple times, and I ran into Paducah, where they had a huge prison. Didn't know it was a prison, and they came and told me to get out of there and don't stop. So I got out, and I didn't stop. And on the way out, I passed a plant. When Glenn died, Goodrich told me they would hire me anytime I wanted to work. Well, with seven kids to take care of, there's no way I was going to work. But on the way out of Kentucky that time, when I was looking for a place to move to, I saw this Goodrich plant, and I stopped and talked to them. Oh, yes, they said they'd hire me. And I began looking around for the possibility of a house. And then the plant next to the Goodrich plant, it couldn't have been Goodrich. Goodrich was always very good. But the plant next door would be deadly. And that plant had some huge puddles out behind it, which had warnings of lethal puddles in them. They were horrible. Smelled, looked terrible. And anything around it, dead birds in it, little animals, squirrels, rabbits, whatever got into it, would be dead around it. And I decided that was no place to raise kids, and I headed back to Elyria. And on the way back, I went through this little town of Delphus and began to question then about the possibilities of a house around there. And that's when I found the house. We paid $7,000 for it. All I got from my husband's insurance was $10,000, and that paid for the house in full, so I didn't have to make house payments. And that left $3,000 to raise our 7 kids for the next 20 years. It wasn't easy. So I got Social Security, $250 a month. Managed to feed the kids on meat and fruit and vegetables, everything they needed. I admit our clothes were pretty ragged, and I made most of the girls' clothes, and the girls didn't like me cutting their hair, so they all four let their hair grow down to their waist. And it was a struggle. The things we did, I was careful to do that wouldn't cost anything. Oh, we bought our first car, and some people, when Glenn had died, some people had given me bonds, and I cashed the bonds, and some of that $3,000 we had left after I bought the house, I used some of that to get the car, and then to finish it up, we needed a few hundred more. And the kids all collected their penny banks. And I don't remember how on earth they all got that much money, but they dumped their penny banks on the dealer's table and said, count them. And they didn't even know how much it was there either. Well, he counted and counted and counted. Finally, he came up and says, just enough. I know it wasn't true, but he was nice and generous to say so and let us have the car. So I guess that's that.
That was a good story. let's see. Stories that you remember from when we were kids.
Oh, gee, there were dozens of them. I don't know where to start on that. Maybe we better do it another day. I'll give it some thought and try to get a little...
How about when we bought that house?
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're referring to. I had hunted a dozen houses, and I couldn't remember some of them, but I remembered one house that I had looked at. It had a stairway, and at the top of the stairway, there was a door that went left, and then there was a hall that went right, and two more bedrooms. And so I took that one because I thought that would give us enough bedrooms. And I was going to use the bedroom that went to the left of the stairway. We got moved in, and the men that were emptying the truck yelled at me, where do I want my furniture? And I says, the room at the top of the stairs to the left. And he went up there and they said, there is no room at the top of the stairs to the left. So I had to have my bedroom in the hall. And the girls had theirs to themselves, and the boys had theirs to themselves. And I guess we were happy. But that night after we moved in, I finally got the kids to bed, turned out the light, and tried to lay down, and the light came on. I got up, turned it off again, tried to lay down, and the light came back on. So I took the bulb clear out, got into bed, and the light was back on. And I got up ready to blow my top, and that stairway had gone straight up, and the last three steps had turned to the right. So there was a little landing there. And I looked out over that landing, and there was the door to the left stairway, and the light was behind it. And in front of that door, standing over that, he was level with the floor, but he was standing about 3 feet above it. And there was Glenn. He knew where we were. Of course, I wanted to run into his arms. He said, no, no, you can't touch me. And then he said he needed to know if I had forgiven him. And I said, forgiven? For what? I thought we had a lovely marriage. I couldn't think of anything to forgive him for. And he said, thank you, that's what I needed to know. And he smiled and backed into that door. And that door closed, the light went out. And the next morning, that was a pure wall. There had never been a door there. Now I know I was not asleep. I did not dream it. I didn't have a chance to go to sleep. I saw Glenn about 5 times after he died.
Well, I better get going. It's almost 7. I told Sam I'd be leaving at 7, so. Thanks, Mom. That's probably enough for this time. Think up some funny stories for next time.